proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about Solomon's Manual for Rearing Children, as evidenced by the Book of Proverbs. One of the tasks that Solomon imposed upon himself was to teach his son to discern that which is right from that which is wrong. Indeed, this is one of the most important tasks God lays upon parents, teaching children to discern between godly behavior and ungodly behavior. Over the course of world history, societies have collapsed precisely because parents failed to instruct their children to recognize such distinctions and failed to teach their children to behave righteously. Solomon recognized that an individual's perception of God would determine whether or not that person would act wisely. According to the second chapter of Proverbs, Solomon told his son that, quote, "The Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding," unquote. Rejecting God would prove tantamount to rejecting the only legitimate source of wisdom available to men. Furthermore, Solomon added that God, quote, "layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous," unquote. God thus serves as a repository of wisdom for all those who seek it from him. As James noted in the first chapter of his epistle, quote, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him," unquote. Solomon understood this truth based upon his own life experiences. According to the first chapter of 2 Chronicles, God had invited Solomon to ask for anything he, the king, wanted. Solomon replied, quote, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people," unquote. God granted the king's request, bestowing wealth and honor on Solomon as well as giving him wisdom. Thus, as the author of 1 Kings 4 noted, quote, "Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East country, and all the wisdom of Egypt," unquote. Wisdom includes the capacity to discern that which is right from that which is wrong. In the fifth chapter of the book of Isaiah, God pronounced judgment against those who, quote, "call evil good and good evil," against those that, quote, "put darkness for light and light for darkness," unquote, against those that, quote, "put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter," unquote. Such people, God continued, deem themselves to be, quote, "wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight," unquote. The devil seeks to replace God's wisdom with his own counterfeit version of it. Isaiah contrasted divine wisdom and devilish wisdom in the third chapter of his epistle. He described the so-called wisdom offered by Satan as being, quote, "earthly, sensual, devilish," unquote. Such advice is given with the hope of seeking to turn an individual away from God. The disastrous counsel given to King Rehoboam of Judah by his younger advisors, found in 2 Chronicles chapter 10, this bad counsel serves as an example of devilish or worldly wisdom. James also stated that, quote, "the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy," unquote. The application of God's wisdom leads to holy thoughts and a spiritually productive life. Over the course of his lifetime, Solomon had to discern between doing right and doing wrong. Sometimes he made the latter choice. Sometimes he made the right choice. When Solomon chose to do that which was right, God blessed him. When Solomon chose unwisely, he suffered. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.